dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom. This is Billy Brim and
Brandon Brim.
And over there is Jared across from us. And yes. Destiny, your wife, is sitting in here looking beautiful. And I think Hannah's around.
Yes.
But right now, Brandon has, God's been dealing with him in his lifetime. Sometimes he liked it, sometimes he didn't.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, I got him turned on to Brother Hagin right away. And I remember one time he was said to me in the car, he said, you know, maybe Brother Hagin had a lot of experiences like I've had. The Lord dealing with him and taking him to heaven and different things. It's important, Brandon, for all of us right now, mm-hmm. The call of God that we have and the time we've got left to do it. And but long story short, he's been calling you. He's been dealing with you. You got out of the relationship that he needed you to get out of. And then right after that, he said, I'm going to bring a girl.
Yeah. Yeah, it was about a year later.
And you'd sworn off girls.
Yeah, I said, no, Lord. I was crying out to God. I was just worshiping the Lord. Oh, Lord, I love you. I honor you, Father. You're so worthy. You're holy. And the Lord said, I said, Lord, I'm glad it's just you and I. Thank you, Lord, for getting that distraction out of me. Lord, I know you had to give me the courage, but I did. I thank you, Lord, the places we're going to go. I always knew in my heart. I even told my mom. I said, Mom, I know I'm not going to preach until I get married.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. I knew that. I knew it was like something was going to, she was going to help me.
Uh-huh.
And I heard.
Oh, man, thank God you didn't miss finding her.
Yeah.
Amen. And what did the Lord say?
He said, Brandon, you're going to talk to a girl soon. And I said, no, Lord, no. He said, Brandon, it's going to be different. She's going to help your relationship with me. And she hath.
Mm-hmm. She's of one. She's of the same spirit.
Yeah.
And we could sit here and do the story of her life the same way.
Yes. And
only she probably wasn't such a hard case.
No.
Praise the Lord.
She wasn't such a hard case.
But so you found her.
I found her, and then the Lord led me to, you know, move out to California.
She lived in California. She is the daughter of Rick and Nettie Reyna.
Yes.
And they have a ministry, Rallies for Christ. And also they make movies, the ones that Brother Copeland's in. And so you were led to go out there.
Yes, I was led to go out there. And you know, I always say in the natural, it was, you know, crazy to go. You know, I barely had any finances. You know, what am I going to do out there? But I knew the Lord told me. I trusted in Him.
You know what Brother Hagin did? He's all, people are always saying, well, we got to have this and got to have that before we get married. And he didn't like it that people had long engagements. He didn't believe in them. And he believed that you should, you know, God would show you and you get married.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then he said, live by faith. When he and Aretha got married, they got married in the Depression time, and they had a dime, one dime. And he said, and of course, this was 1936, I think. You could buy a lot with a dime, a lot more than now. He said, let's just go down to the malt shop, and let's just, I think they got a cheese sandwich and a malt. And he said, let's just go broke, and then there's no way for us to go but up. Wow. They spent his last two nickels.
Oh, wow.
And was it that bad for you?
No, it wasn't that bad. I went out there, and, you know, I just trusted God, you know. I shared, you know, my first 3 days there. I waxed a trailer by hand for 3 days in the sun. And I said, Lord, I wanted to cry out, Lord, what is this? God, you saw what I was doing before.
He was traveling with me.
I was traveling with my grandmother, not just meeting powerful men and women of God, but spending time with them, staying at hotels. And you called me out to this. I look like I went 400 steps back. What did I do wrong? But I knew the Lord told
you
me.
You had to learn to use your faith.
I would go at night. I did that for 3 days straight. And then after that, in the daytime, I'm helping out with yard work, moving things around. You know, am I getting paid for nothing? No, I'm trusting God. Natural, my finances are going down a little bit. I'm trusting God. Hallelujah. I'm trusting, Lord. I remember, Mimi, I did on the side, I did like a workout class. And I did it for like 5 weeks straight. And I got five.
You're a trainer.
And I would help these people work out. And I got $500 from it. And I gave it all away.
You did?
No, I didn't keep a penny of it. And I sewed. For each class, I bought water for everyone. And I bought protein bars for everyone. But I wanted to get, I knew the Lord would take care of me. And I just felt like I just did it. I got rid of it. You know? Naturally, I felt, when I saw it $500, I felt like I needed that money. I needed that. That's something.
But the Lord told you to do it?
It was like, I need to trust him. Mm-hmm. So I did. I gave it. We gave it all. And it has been like that, you know.
So you've trusted him now for 2 years.
Trusted him. And then it got gradually where I did from going to yard work to just seeking God in that trailer. That's what I do. I wake up in the morning. I pray to God. I seek the Lord. He'll lead me what to do. I just trust in him. And he's taken care of us since day one. People send us checks. We have people that give monthly to me. About like 6 people right now. 7. Every month.
Now this is not something you just decided to do. This is something he led you to do.
He led me to do, yes.
Because you could just decide not to work and you'd be lazy.
Right.
And it would be, don't let them eat if they don't work.
Yes.
But he led you to spend time in the school of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Now, your wife's working.
Yes.
And I don't know how much she made, but not a whole lot, I'm
right.
sure.
Right.
And, you know, she fair, but yes. you could have had 2 incomes.
Yes.
But the Lord led you to stay in the school of spirit in this small little travel trailer, really.
Yes, yes.
And there you've been, and you told him you didn't have a message, but he led
yes.
you.
Yes, one morning I said, I was talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, it was about 6 in the morning. I said, Lord, I don't have any plan Bs. What am I supposed to do? I know you have a call in my life. You know, I've came out here. I left my, you know, my family. I'm here in this trailer. You know, Lord, you see me doing stuff I don't really care about doing. How am I going to be a minister? You know, I'm yielding myself. First of all, I don't have a message. And then I said, even if I did have a message, Lord, I wouldn't want to preach it because I don't really like to talk in front of people. And the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, Brain, I'll give you the message. I'll give it to you. How sometimes, you know, we take for granted when people say, the Lord told me. But when the Lord tells someone, how precious is that? How powerful. He said, I'll give you the message, son, and I'll preach it through you. And he has, you know, he started talking to me about his name and the power in his name, how we've been given his name and how at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Every knee has to surrender. I started seeing in Acts chapter 3, Peter and John, the man at the beautiful gate who was begging. He was begging and he was lame. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. What did he have? He had the name. He had the name above all other names. And you know, I always say this, you have to know you have something to give something. And we need to know we've been given something so high, something so set apart. He could have given you gold. Son, I pay streets with that. Daughter, I pay streets with that. Rubies, that means nothing to me. I'll give you something I only have one of. I'll give you my son Jesus in his name and the power in his name. So he was just talking to me about that in his name. I started, you know.
You started meditating on the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
All day long.
All day long. I saw in John chapter 14, verse 11, if you need anything, he that believeth on me, if you need anything, ask in my name, I will do it. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. That word ask in your Greek concordance means demands. You're not demanding anything from God or Jesus, but you are demanding that problem in your life or that situation in your life. I demand you in the name of Jesus, and it has to go. It has to go. Mimi, you were sharing something earlier. You were saying, I'm tired of magnifying the people talk about the devil and his what he's doing, and you know, I saw this instead of accepting it. You know, I have such and such, or talk about what sickness you have. Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about? If you talk about that, the devil's the author of sickness and disease. It's not God. But you demand that in the name of Jesus, and it has to go. He's saying, son, daughter, whatever you need, ask in my name. I'll do it for you. It glorifies the Father if you ask in his name.
Okay, now, Brandon, I want you to tell an up-to-date story.
Okay.
God has been providing for you. Yes. I know that a check would come from, even yes. one time, I think from Scotland.
Yes. India, a lot from India.
Really?
Yes.
You got from India?
Yeah.
That's almost, a poor nation.
Almost monthly.
Praise God, someone from India. Oh, my Jesus. God bless them.
And they always, they send it, it's about once every 2 months. They'll say, hey, Brandon, we are so honored to sow $100 into you and then $100 into Billy Brim Ministries. You can tell when it's precious to them.
Oh, yes. Oh, my Jesus. We got a tithe from a church in Sofia, Bulgaria today.
Wow.
But anyway, I want you to tell about the shoes.
Okay.
Have we got time or do we need to wait till tomorrow?
No, we have time.
Okay.
So there's these shoes.
Let me tell you about Brandon. He likes to look nice. Always has. And he likes to have... top name brand things, you know?
Yes.
And if he only had one pair of jeans, then it'd be one that he'd wear over and over, but we want that one to be the top.
Yes. And there's these shoes I want, some casual, just nice shoes. And they, you know, the natural, they're Italian shoes. They're
leather.
Yeah, $250. So I had a birthday coming up and I had some extra money, so I told Destiny, I want to get these shoes.
I don't think you had the money yet. You were counting on it coming.
Yeah, I was counting on the Lord.
Where'd you go?
Nordstrom Rack. We went to Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah. The Lord told you?
No. Yeah, he did. We all went. We actually went to three of them in that day. I had a little bit of money. I was like, this is for my birthday. So I'm in the shoes, and you know what, Mimi? They weren't even in my size. They were in a different size. I just saw them, picked them up. They actually were my size. They were in the wrong place. So I tried them on, and oh, these are great. These are them. These are the ones I was telling Destiny, these slip-ons, Italian $250
shoes. They fit? They're your size?
Perfect. Uh-huh. Yeah, my size.
But they were in the wrong size bin.
They were in the wrong size bin. So we go to pay for them, and the person kind of was surprised, kind of startled. They said, this never happens. They said, these shoes should not be there. We just had a truck. These shoes should be in Arizona. These shoes should not be here. Well, they rang up for a penny.
1 cent.
1 cent. They said, we've heard of this happening, but hardly ever happens. And they said, we have to honor it when it does it. When it rings up for a penny like that, we have to honor it. So they gave those shoes to me for 1 cent.
And there was one pair.
One pair.
And it was your size.
Yes, my size. For one penny. 1 penny I paid for the shoes. I thought about later, a gumball cost 25 times more than that. Quarter.
And you had told your wife before that those were the shoes you wanted.
Yes.
Oh, precious Lord. Oh, precious Lord.
Yep, she knew.
My Jesus, he can take care of you, Brandon. That was a lesson he was telling you. Mm-hmm. It was much more than the shoes.
Yes.
It was, you can believe me for anything. According to your faith, be it unto you. So if you would like to contact Brandon, do you have a website?
Yes, we do. It's hisnameministries.com.
H-I-S?
Yes, hisnameministries.com Ministries.
His name, Ministries. Or you can contact him through us. He is available for preaching, and he does a marvelous job, and all ages. Oh, my God's had him on some interesting adventures lately in Maryland and Washington, D.C.
Amen.
And but he lives in California, and you can contact him. Or contact him through us. Brandon and Destiny, she sings. She's beautiful. And so this is Billy Brim and Brandon. We'll be together one more day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Shalom, shalom.